We now present The Adventures of Marco Polo. Kublai Khan gave Marco Polo his choice between fighting a duel and being summarily executed. Marco Polo chose to fight the duel, and he took lessons in two-handed sword fighting from his friend Toktai. Meanwhile, the Khan had given his consent to marriage between King Pentong and Kim Sai, who pleaded for Marco Polo. The day after the Khan's arrival in Zai Tun, all arrangements were made for the duel. Thousands of people gathered on the lawns before King Pentong's palace. Then Marco Polo brought Benedetta Corsini forward and presented her to the Khan. The two duelists raised their swords in salute of Kublai Khan. There was a clash of steel. Then Khusra lunged at Marco Polo with his mighty two-edged sword. Marco Polo leapt nimbly aside and raised his sword to defend himself. Niccolo and Matteo Polo anxiously watched the duel.
I thought Marco was going to be killed then, Matthew. Oh,
Marco was very nimble on his feet.
Ooh. Look, there's Toro that man again. Krishna jumped to one side. Careful, Marco.
Again, Marco eluded that thrust.
Marco seems to be able to defend himself, but I'm afraid that he will soon tire.
His opponent steps towards him now. Oh, I do not know how they managed to wield those heavy swords.
Marco is very strong.
Careful, Marco.
Marco, are you hurt?
The edge of his sword just caught me.
Are you up bleeding? Let the duel cease. Cease now, Marco.
No, this is but a scratch. I am not defeated. Now I shall attack.
Marco could have withdrawn from the duel then.
My son is no coward. See, he attacks now.
Krishra defends himself ably. He's stepping back.
But Marco follows him. Press your advantage, Marco.
Now Marco has stepped back. Why did he not follow the man?
Perhaps there was some trick to be tried by Krishra. Marco's been well schooled by Toktai.
See? Krishra attacks again. Oh, Marco will be slain this time. Krishra presses him fiercely.
Marco, defend yourself.
Now they both attack. See how their swords barely miss each other. Now Marco falls back. He seems to be tiring. Krishra presses him. Oh, this is the end. Marco is lowering his sword.
Now, Marco Polo, I have you at my mercy.
Not so.
A miracle. Marco has disarmed Krishra.
You are at my mercy, Krishra. To your knees and beg for your life, you dog.
You are the only man who has ever disarmed me. Who taught you that trick?
It matters not who taught me the trick. You thought that I was defeated, but you were wrong. Now, do you ask for mercy?
I do not ask for mercy.
Then pick up your sword and fight on.
You bid me to pick up my sword? You would give me another chance of life?
Will you take the chance?
I will not. You're a brave and clever man, Marco Polo. You defeated me fairly. You could have taken my life, but you could not play that trick upon me twice. I am content. Let the Khan judge whether the duel is to continue.
The duel will not continue. I am astonished that Marco Polo has displayed so much proficiency. He is bleeding freely from that wound in the arm. Let the physicians attend to him.
Marco, my son, you triumph.
A moment, Father. I wish to kneel before Kublai Khan. I ask pardon for any offense which I have committed.
Will you grant pardon to my son, Kublai Khan?
The pardon is rightly granted. With my own hands, I raise Marco Polo to his feet. You are my friend, Marco Polo. I did not intend that you should die. I gave Krishna instructions that you were to be spared. But my instructions were not needed.
Marco, the great Khan is merciful.
I am grateful, mighty Khan. We have been here many years in your service. You have shown us the wonders of your land. Now we feel it is time for us to depart to our own land. Give us leave to go, I beg of you. Place a ship at our disposal.
I will do that, Marco Polo. I will give you many rich gifts. You shall not leave here poor men. You shall leave with jewels and treasure.
Almighty Khan, we thank you.
Mighty Khan, we are grateful, and we ask permission that ships from Venice be allowed to call at the port of Zai Tun, bringing goods here in exchange for the goods of your dominion.
That wish is granted.
I have a greater treasure which I wish to take with me, Mighty Khan. Come, Benedetta. We are yet to know happiness.
Oh, Marco, I feared for you. Oh, but your arm, it is bleeding. Oh. Let me bind it for you.
A mere scratch. The physicians will attend to it in a moment. Look, you great and mighty Kublai Khan. This is the woman of my heart.
So, this is to be your fifth wife, eh?
Have I not confessed to you that the other four wives were but a figment of my imagination?
Oh, Marco Polo, you are a rogue. But you are my friend, and I will give you permission to wed this woman, but I must be present at the wedding.
Then I beg that the wedding be celebrated by a Christian priest, mighty Khan.
There are Christian priests of my own race, and one will be summoned to the palace. Where is King Kentan?
By your side, mighty Khan.
When will you wed Kinsai?
I hope to wed her tomorrow.
Ah, it is well. There will be a double wedding tomorrow. The wedding of Pentan and Kinsai, and the wedding of Marco Polo and Benedetta Corsini. The great Khan will be present at the ceremony, and both couples shall have my blessing. Then will I order that a great ship be laden with riches and jewels, so that my friends, the Venetians, may return to Venice to tell of the wonders which they have beheld.
Oh, mighty Khan, I thank you for your kindness. Marco Polo is the man I love. I've known much suffering and misery, but now I am to know happiness.
Do you hate me, Benedetta Corsini?
I do not hate you, Pentan. I wish you well, and I hope you find happiness with your bride.
I shall find happiness with Kinsai.
Enough. Now the duel is over, and Marco Polo's arm needs attention. Let preparations be made for the wedding. Show me what your people of Zaitun can do in the way of pageantry, Pentan.
Tomorrow there shall be no work in Zaitun. The fountain shall run rich, rare wine instead of water. The populace shall have gifts. And they shall bless the name of Kublai Khan.
It is well. Now let us return to the palace. This afternoon, when it is cooler, the great Khan will show himself to the populace so that they may cheer his name. Then I must speak with Niccolo Polo regarding future trade between Venice and the Emperor of China.
Arrangements were hastily made to celebrate the two weddings. The palace became a hive of activity. Frenzied servants rushed hither and thither, decorating the place, preparing for the great Khan. Late that afternoon, the Khan journeyed through the streets of Zaitun with a bodyguard of picked soldiers. The Khan distributed money and presents among the populace, tossing sheaves of paper money to the crowds, who counted themselves fortunate that only six people were killed in the scramble for the money. Marco Polo sent in haste for a Christian priest, knowing that there was a sect of Chinese people who followed the teachings of Christianity. That night, Niccolo Polo dined with the Khan, and plans were made for future trade between Venice and China. At last, the wedding day dawned, and Marco Polo arrayed himself in a suit of scarlet satin, which had been presented to him by the Khan. Then he went to show himself to his father and his uncle.
What happens, Marco? You look like a clown.
I do not look like a clown. And it is the Khan's desire that I should wear this scarlet suit. What think you of it, Father?
Oh, a fine suit, my son. You wear it well. Mayhap my brother Mafia does not know that he and I have to wear special clothes which have been supplied by the Khan. Look, Mafia, this suit has been sent for you to wear.
What? That suit? But Niccolo, I could not be seen in that. It's striped yellow and green.
It is made of the finest satin.
I know who will look like a clown. What are you supposed to wear, Father?
Oh, this striped suit of purple and red satin. No doubt we will look rather comical, but we must obey Kublai Khan's orders.
I wonder what Benedetta will be supposed to wear. Perhaps she will be arrayed as an Eastern bride.
Oh, has the Christian priest been to see you yet, Marco?
No, not yet. But Benno is scouring the town to find the man.
I wonder how Christianity first came to China. You know, the Pope will be pleased to hear that some of these people follow the Christian teaching.
Yes, the Pope will indeed be pleased to hear that. I only wish we had managed to convert Kublai Khan.
Someone enter.
It is someone you know, too, Marco.
Why is it Lana?
Marco Polo, I told you that I would come to Zaitun for your wedding.
But you did not arrive with the Khan's party.
No, I had to remain in Pekin on the Khan's behalf to receive a messenger from the Khan of Persia. But I followed here with my own escort of soldiers and arrived a little while ago. Toktai has told me that all has turned out well.
I am glad that you have come, Zilana. I owe you so much.
I am anxious to set eyes on Benedetta Corsini, the one woman who has been able to steal the heart of Marco Polo.
You shall set eyes on her. She shall be conducted to your presence now. My Uncle Matthew, would you be kind enough to go to the quarters which have been allotted to Benedetta and ask her to come here to meet one of my best friends?
She should not come here now, Marco. This is a wedding day and she will be dressing.
Oh, nonsense. The wedding is not to take place until afternoon. I desire to set eyes on Benedetta, and I wish her to meet Zelana.
Oh, what think you, Niccolo?
Well, I see no harm in asking Benedetta to come here.
Oh, so be it. I'm ordered about like a serf.
You see, Zelana, my Uncle Matthew's temper has not improved.
But he is very fond of you all the same, Marco. But tell me all that has happened since you have been here. I have heard a little from Toktai. I believe you are a great swordsman.
A great swordsman? Oh, say rather, a fortunate swordsman. But tell me of yourself, Zelana. Are you still happy?
Wonderfully happy. Although you took my husband away from me, Marco, we have been parted on your account for a long time.
Well, I will not trouble you again, Zelana. In a few days' time, I am to return to my own country.
And you will never come back?
Mayhap someday I will return. Who knows?
I will be coming back on a trading vessel, and perhaps Marco and his wife will accompany me.
Marco!
Why, my Uncle Matthew, what ails you?
Marco, the palace is in a turmoil.
Why, what has happened?
Benedetta Corsini has disappeared!